Alhamdulillah, just the way that the respected Mawlana mentioned, that there are many qualities of Islam which are related to the inner self which we need to bring into our lives. The qualities of compassion, humility, humbleness. So many a times brothers who leave maktab, who leave madrasa, they disassociate themselves from the ilm nubuwa, like it was mentioned earlier. Alhamdulillah, at the Islamic Dawah Academy, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, on an annual basis, we hold many programs. And the objective and the aim of these programs are that we stay connected with the ilm nubuwa. What are the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires from us? We learn from the ahadith and we learn from the glorious Quran that yes, purification and rectification of our external actions, our morals, that is necessary. But together with that, we need to make an effort on our heart as well. Purification of the heart, that is also very important. So, specifically for this, and to understand what is the purification of the heart, our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah, together being very well versed in the tafsir of the Quran, in the ahadith, in the commentary of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah, he is also a proficient spiritual mentor. And on a regular basis, our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah, he holds programs to bring awareness into the people, into both the brothers and the sisters, the importance of purification of the heart. Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned in a hadith that ala inna fil jasadi mudghatan idha saluhat saluha al jasadu kulluhu wa idha fasadat fasada al jasadu kulluhu. That listen very carefully, that in the body there is a piece of flesh. If that piece of flesh is sound, it is fine, it is good, then the actions that are carried out by the rest of the body, they will also be sound and they will also be good. However, if it becomes corrupt, then outwardly it may seem that a person is doing a very good act. He may be performing salah. He may be giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But from inside, if he is doing it to show people, to show off out of pride, then this is not worth anything in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the Islamic Dawah Academy, we have many programs. The annual program is taking place today, which is the 22nd annual youth conference. In a few months' time, we will be having our completion of Sahih al-Bukhari. Thereafter, during the month of Ramadan, on a daily basis, there are programs taking place. And especially in the last 10 days, in the last 10 days of i'tikaf, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is performed, and together with that, a structured timetable is made, so that every person who comes and spends time in i'tikaf, they utilize the time in a fruitful way, in a way which will be beneficial for them in this world and also in the hereafter. And thereafter, towards the end of the year, we have our annual completion of the glorious Quran program. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah with this thought that on many occasions we have given a lot of importance to the completion of Sahih al-Bukhari. Programs are taking place based on the completion of Sahih al-Bukhari. And within these programs we see that those students who have completed the glorious Quran, who have become Hafiz of the Quran, who have become Qaris, they also complete their end surahs and the final surahs in these programs. But what happens is that because of the completion of the Sahih al-Bukhari, the completion of the glorious Quran gets overshadowed. So our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah, he initiated that a special program be held just for the completion of the glorious Quran. So for the past few years, this program has been taking place in December. So inshallah, also this year, so those students who are going to be finishing the Hifz of the Quran, those students who are going to become Qaris, those students who are finishing the Tafsir of the Quran, they will all be completing the final lessons in that program. So many programs take place. Programs take place on a weekly basis. And together with that, together with lectures and together with programs, the Islamic Dawah Academy in 2009 also initiated adult courses. So for those brothers who are studying in university, college, secondary school, who are in full-time employment, brothers and sisters, and they want to further their knowledge of deen, but at an advanced level, at a further level. So the Islamic Dawah Academy holds classes wherein the students are taught the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are taught fiqh, they are taught hadith, the commentary of hadith, they are taught tafsir, which takes place twice a week in the evenings for 2 hours. And for sisters, this takes place 4 times a week during the morning times. So brothers are requested that they enroll themselves, the brothers of Leicester, and the brothers who have come from outside Leicester, they find institutes such as the Islamic Dawah Academy, and they affiliate themselves with it, so they can increase the knowledge of deen. The more we increase our knowledge of deen, the more we will be able to practice. And on the other hand, a person who does not increase his knowledge of deen, then he is limited to the practice that he can do. And together with that, correcting the glorious Quran, the Islamic Dawah Academy, every Tuesday for adults who are again in full-time employment, college, university, we have tajweed courses. Because to recite the glorious Quran with tajweed, it is very important. It is one of the rite of the Quran that we recite the Quran correctly. So for the adults who are busy, the Islamic Dawah Academy initiated in 2009 a tajweed course which takes place on a weekly basis, Tuesday evenings after the Isha Salah. So brothers are reminded that these facilities that Islamic Dawah Academy has, they utilize these facilities. Or if we know anyone that will be able to benefit from this, then we also refer them to the Islamic Dawah Academy as well. Inshallah, now I will call Muhammad Motala, who is a student of the first year of the Alim class of in Jamia Riyadul Ulum, that he comes forward and he recites verses of the glorious Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا وقل رب أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعلني من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا وقل جاء الحق وزهق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا وإذا أنعمنا على الإنسان أعرض ونأى بجانبه وإذا مسه الشر كان يئوسا قل كل يعمل على شاكلته فربكم أعلم بمن هو أهدى سبيلا صدق الله العظيم.